Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
No, you know what? Well, we finished up spring, so just kind of putting a bow on spring practice as far as meaning, you know, players coming in, meeting with coaches, you know, being direct and upfront with these guys exactly where they're at, let them know where they are in the depth chart and how we see them fitting in the spring, meeting with coaches just to kind of, you know, get a good feel of how our schemes worked with the players that we had. That's very important. You know, we can have all these different schemes, but we gotta tailor what is best for our guys. So just making sure with both coordinators that, you know, we're on the same page there. And then, you know, just kind of getting ready for a summer camp season and junior days on campus. And before you know it, it'll be training camp.
Crazy. Well, let's jump into fan questions. And Gregory would like to know, he would like to know, how do you end spring practice? What he means is, how do you transition from this time off until fall camp?
Yeah, it's tricky. You know, we definitely want to, you know, get in front of all of our guys so they know exactly where they stand in the program. And then, you know, we make sure that they have their workout plan. We we're having something this year where these guys are going to try to hold themselves accountable throughout the summer, which I think is super important, you know, something that we haven't done in the past. So they got their little groups and me checking in. So really it's right now all focus for the players, all focus is coming back in tip-top shape. And then for the coaches, it's obviously tightening up schemes, what we didn't like, what we thought was terrible, get rid of that, and then and go from there.
Next up, we have Jones, who would like to know, are there any remaining people you are still recruiting for this upcoming season who have not agreed to come to Hamlin yet?
Yeah, we have about six guys still just kind of in limbo a little bit. You know, some of it is money financially. Some of it is trying to just make sure it's the right fit for them. So, yeah, just a couple. But for the most part, our class is done, you know. So I'm excited about the young men we got joining the 2023 team. And, you know, we'll, like I said, looking forward to coaching them up. It's, I always use the analogy, it's kind of like Christmas. You know, you got to kind of sit around all summer to wait to open up that Christmas gift August 9th, man, because once we get those guys, man, you want to see what they can do and, you know, how they learn, how they interact with coaches, how they interact with players. So it's always fun when we get a chance to get those guys.
That's a great analogy. So a three-month Christmas wait for you.
Yep.
John would like to know, Coach, do you have any idea where the team GPA is at for this semester?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, we have a couple guys that are doing some study table just to kind of catch up for whatever reason. You know, again, like I said, 13 out of 14 semesters, we've been over 3.0. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to say 14 out of 15 semesters, you know, we're over 3.0 here. This is the last week of classes. Finals are next week. Graduation is the Saturday of the 13th. So we'll be finding out here pretty soon how the team GPA went.
Mary would like to know, she says, there's a lot of businesses out there using these team building activities to help build chemistry among coworkers and employees. Do you use these kinds of training aids to help build a better chemistry, or does that just naturally develop from hours out on the field together?
You know, that's a really good point, a really good question, your statement, Mary. And this is where having younger coaches on your staff is super cool. And this is why you have closeout meetings, because you can learn a lot about your team. And that's one thing that our guys did say they want to do a little bit more of is team bonding. You know what I mean? So that might mean we cut practice a little bit early and it's dodgeball. You cut practice a little bit early and it's pickleball or something, man, just to kind of get those guys doing, because they do spend a lot of time together. But they did bring up, some of our older guys did bring up team bonding, you know, every now and then. Last year we didn't do it for whatever reason, but every year as a head coach, I've always taken them to the water park. So some of the seniors that remember that when they were sophomores and freshmen, like, man, we wish we'd have did that last year. So just little things like that, I gotta make sure I'm keeping my eye on the ball with those things too. So that's a great question. It's funny that came up because that has come up a little bit in our closeout meetings with our guys. So we do need to do a better job with that.
I just want to rule, Coach, no throwing dodgeballs at me. Okay, then I'm
not.
ML has two questions for you. The first is, did you find any, back to the NFL draft we're jumping to now. So he'd like to know, did you find any surprises in the NFL draft?
No surprises. I thought it was very interesting the amount of Georgia players that Philadelphia Eagles picked, which I think is super cool. That just lets me know they know exactly what they're looking for. Georgia's program is built as an NFL-style program to have that many kids picked off that team. So that was the only thing, but nothing surprising. No, nothing surprising where it's like, wow, thought that kid should have went here, or they shouldn't have picked this kid. So, I mean, that's the NFL draft. You never know. It's all a crapshoot until you get those guys in organization and pads and they're performing on Sundays. So we'll see.
He'd also like to know, what team do you think had the best draft, and what team do you think fell way below expectations?
Well, for not watching every round, just kind of listening to what the guys say on SportsCenter, which obviously you don't want to take that too crazy. But I like what Philly did. I like what the Ravens did. Philly and the Ravens kind of really stand out to me. I like what Tennessee did too as well. Picking up that quarterback from Kentucky. So I'd say those three. But again, I haven't followed it enough to really study it. So
next up, we have Thomas, who says, it looks like the Vikings went to try to improve the skill positions. Do you think they were smart in their picks?
I know they lost the hometown favorite, Adam Thielen. I know that they, I think their first round pick was a receiver. So obviously they're from USC, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously that was something of concern. But again, I'll get more into it, you know, as we get closer into OTAs and mandatory mini camps. But right now, I mean, we got so much stuff going on here that haven't had a chance to really break it down. But I know they did take a receiver, which makes sense if you lose Thielen. So.
Well, I know you paid attention to this team, so we'll go to Andre, who would like to know, what do you think of the draft for the Eagles?
I like it, Dre. I spoke about it a little bit early. Took a lot of Georgia kids, which lets me know they have a unique relationship. And there was a point in time where the Patriots would take a lot of Alabama kids, and so it's interesting to see that. It's interesting to see how the head coaches, you know, they know what they want and they know what they like. I.e., general managers. I'm not sure if Nick Sirianni. I know he has a say in the pick, but I know the general manager, how he does a lot of the picking there. So excited. Excited, man. We went defense, and we got some guys that can play. So it'll be interesting now. I will say this, you know, just losing two coordinators, I mean, that's a little scary. Now, I know we did pick up the defensive assistant that was with the Patriots, was a DC for them. So I'm excited to see how they fit him in. But, you know, we lost two coordinators, one to Indianapolis and one, I can't remember where the other coordinator went. I think he went out west somewhere. So it'd be interesting. Yeah, he went out to the Cardinals. So it'd be interesting to see how, you know, they can get this thing to gel. That's Coach Sirianni's job as a head coach, is to get it to gel and get everybody on the same page. And that is so tough, man. So
let's jump to a little NBA with Andre. He says, now it's the Sixers and Celtics, so give us your pick, Coach.
Man. Well, Dre, as you know, as we know as Sixers fans, Philadelphia fans, / Philadelphia people, man, Boston is always that Achilles heel, man, ever since Bird. You know, Sixers people do not like Boston, man. So this is going to be tough. And the reality is, I talked about on the show before, when it comes to playmakers, I think somebody asked me about the Timberwolves, and I said Anthony Edwards has to play really well. They got a playmaker over there in Tatum, who is really good, man, and Jaylen Brown, really good. So, with that being said, our stars are going to have to play. You know, I'm a little worried about our bench. I don't know, we're not that deep. But, you know, hopefully we get Embiid back. And, you know, game one is I'm getting all my work done, so I don't have to take anything home from the office tonight. And at 6:30, Coach Taylor will be locked and loaded. 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time, locked and loaded watching the Sixers game. So, hope watching game one.
Tyler returns back and says, Coach, I know there are not a lot of big races in May for NASCAR this month, but I like this group of races personally. I know you went to Kansas Speedway last year. What were your thoughts of the racetrack, and who do you think prevails here this year?
Wow, I love the Kansas was fun. That was a fun track. You know what? I don't know who will win this year. I feel like the Toyotas ran really good. I feel like the Toyotas ran really well last year there. So if I had to make a blind guess, I'd say the Toyotas. But the Dover races, and I don't know when people are going to hear this podcast, but the Dover races today, so I'm excited. I haven't even got a chance to kind of peek and see what's going on there. I wanted to be at that race, actually, today, but it just didn't work out with scheduling. So I will at some point get out to the Dover race, hopefully next year. But it'll be good. Yeah, it's fun. It'll be fun, man. Those cars are those guys. What people don't understand is that takes a lot of talent to drive those cars for the amount of time and the precision you need to make those decisions and the guys in the pits. It's a well orchestrated and well oiled machine, man. On a Sunday, when those race cars are going, man. So that's why I really enjoy it. It is truly a team sport. So.
Somebody's about to get a really great endorsement today. So Kenny would like Uh-oh. To know, is there any restaurant in the Twin Cities that can match the ribs made by Coach Taylor?
The ribs. You know what? Let me think about that one. Because I like, not to say I make the best ribs, but I don't go out and eat ribs much. But I feel like there was a place down in, I want to say Burnsville, and I can't remember the name of it, but it had some really, really, really good ribs, and I'm scrambling right now. Gosh, I can't think of it, but there's a lot of spots. I always think you can never go wrong with Famous Dave. I think they do a good job. Famous Dave's does a good job, but there's got to be some. There was a spot called Roosters, but their ribs were pretty good, but I don't have a lot of spots to give you. I apologize.
Karen would like to know, is there any part of your job that you do because you have to do it, but you really hate doing it?
Messing around with the budget. The budget's not fun. Not fun. Especially when you go over budget. That's definitely not fun. That's always an interesting conversation with the people who are in charge of money. So I would say the budget. But other than that, you know, if you don't love recruiting, you know, you can't do this business. You can't be in this profession for 20 years and hate recruiting. You know, I was telling Rob before we got on, we were at a recruiting event on Sunday, had myself and three other coaches there, and some other schools from the Twin Cities was there, and it was just good to be around the parents, and the parents really appreciated, you know, the little presentation I gave as far as what's important, you know, when looking in colleges for sophomores and juniors. It was just really good to just get back out on that circuit, and obviously, the X's and O's you love about the job, the competition, love about it. I will say, you know, when you lose a game, that's part of it. That when you lose a game or a kid quits, that part of it is hard for me. Maybe it's not hard for other people, but that's really, really hard. I take that really personally. So
that's fantastic. And Coach, what are our great words of wisdom for this week?
You know what? Just kind of popped in my head. You know, I was thinking about, you know, something our defensive line coach would always say at Illinois State, which resonated. He always would say, tough times don't last, tough people do. So, you know, just coming off of a tough, tough year, you know, trying to keep that in the foresight and just really get rejuvenated and excited about this group we got coming back and the new kids we got coming in. And just, you know, ready to, you know, show some grit this year and try to put our guys in the best situation possible, man, because adversity is going to hit. And like I said, when tough times don't last, tough people do, man. So how are we going to respond to that? So
that's fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right, Rob, thanks for listening.